right, here we go. It's time to celebrate lunchtime with the oldies. Brought to you by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsboro. Thank you for spending part of your lunchtime with me. Are you brown bagging it today? Are you up for sharing today? Huh? Let me see what you got in the bag there. Let's get going now. It's going to be all right now. This is Free on Lunchtime with the Oldies from Herb Day Radio.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love.
On the air.
Well, Herb Day, I remember being somewhat important once, too.
Mr. Stewart, you'll always be important.
Well, that's terribly nice of you to say, Herb, especially since you seldom say anything nice.
Not so.
Or interesting.
Well.
Or legible.
Okay, how can I help you today?
I was talking with Gary Lehman the other day.
Really? Gary's a good friend of mine.
Nice to know.
So, you were talking with Gary.
Well, he didn't realize it was me.
Really? I'm sure he knows who you are.
I'm a ghost, Herb. He can't see me. Please try to keep up with the storyline.
Oh, okay.
Gary said that he was glad to live in your little town there.
Yes, I know he's proud of this place.
He said it's nice to live in a small town because even when he doesn't know what he's doing, everybody else does. Oh, well, that's what he said. Hello? Hello.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Tell me, folk who wrote the book of love. I've got to know the answer. Was it someone from above?
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder who
wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
I wonder
who wrote the book of love.
The meaning of romance. In chapter 4 you break up, but you give her just one more chance. Oh, I wonder
who wrote the book of love.
Baby, I love you, yes I do. Well, it says so in this book of love. Ours is the one that's true.
Wonder
who wrote the book of love.
It's lunchtime with the oldies on Herb Day Radio. Good afternoon. Thank you for spending your lunch hour with me. I appreciate it. Here's one from my buddy Jordan Ryan at Peebles. It's Chubby Checkers.
Come on, baby. Let's do that.
On the air.
Mr. Day, this is that award-winning barrister, Let me attorney for those of you who think that the Nutcracker is a kitchen utensil. I'll sue you.
Well, greetings to you and yours.
Me and mine? What are you saying, Mr. Day? Is that some kind of insult that you think I wouldn't recognize?
No, not at all.
Because even though I don't recognize it, I recognize it. And I'll sue you.
No, that's just a greeting.
Oh, come on, Mrs. Day. I'm just funning with you.
How can I help you?
Well, I'd be representing the client. We'll just call him Charlie. Who say that he took his wife to a theater to see the Nutcracker.
Good choice.
Yeah. Well, he say he paid big money for good seats in the center of the theater. And when he and his bride got to their seats, they see the man what looked like he might be drunk, sprawled out across their seats. My client tried to awaken the man and ask him, "Hey, buddy, are you drunk?" And the man say, "No, I'm not drunk." "Are you sick?" my client asked. And the man say, "No, I'm not sick." And the man say, "Well, you in our seats. Where are you from?" And the man pointed upward and say, "From the balcony." Oh, don't hang up. My client think he might be sued. I think I can countersue, though, and get that man for trespassing. Hello? Hello?
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone, but Judy left the same time. Why was he holding her hand when he's supposed to be mine? It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Play all my records, keep dancing all night, dancing all night. Leave me alone for a while. Till Johnny's dancing with me, I've got no reason to smile. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
We're brown bagging it together. It's lunchtime with the oldies on a Herb Day Radio, brought to you by the Sugar Shack, 132 South High in Hillsborough. Stop in. If you have a sweet tooth that needs satisfying, the Sugar Shack is the place to do it. Here comes Paper Lace now. This is the night Chicago died.
Daddy was a cop on the east side of Chicago, back in the USA, back in the bad old days.
In the heat of a summer night,
Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it the sound of the battle rang to the streets of the old East Side, to the last of the Hoodlum gang that surrendered up or died. There was shouting in the street and the sound of running feet. And I asked the one who said, "About 100 cops are dead." I heard my mom. Open wide, and my daddy stepped inside, and he kissed my mama's face, and he brushed her tears away. The night Chicago died. Na 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 na. The night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw. Brother, what a fight the people saw. Yes, indeed. The night Chicago died.
You're on the air.
Oh, wow. Well, Herb Day, you did answer the phone.
Of course. Don't I always?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You always just hang up.
Sorry about that. What's on your mind today, sir?
One day, my wife and I were driving down a country road, and during the journey, we had what you mortals call a disagreement.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar.
Your wife said you would be.
Talked to my wife, did you?
I have no idea to what you're referring. Anywho, we drove and began to disagree, and then when an impasse was met, then came silence.
Okay.
Just as we pulled up to a stop sign, I glanced over in a nearby pasture, and there were about a dozen donkeys grazing. And I looked at my wife and sarcastically asked, "Your family?" And she fired back at me, "Yes, in-laws."
That is precious.
So, if your wife springs that on you, Mr. Day, then you know where it came from.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you hadn't talked to my wife.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really?
Not at all. And by the way, you're out of scotch. Hello? Hello? Would you pick up some pretzels, too?
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. There you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. Stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I'd been there before. But you're bright enough for me all of my days. Thank you, baby. Just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby.